Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're diving deep into the power of celebrating your victories, big and small. No matter what, you got the victory. Victory belongs to you, so claim your victory. Yesterday is the past, and today is a new day to be victorious. There's a winner in you, and you are the head, never the tail, the first and not the last. So reclaim your destiny and understand and know that you got the victory. No matter how many times you didn't succeed, no matter how many times you fall, you can get back up and try again. Greatness is inside of you. Believe it or not, we've all been there where we get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of life that we forget to acknowledge and appreciate our accomplishments. We strive for bigger and better things and constantly pushing forward, but rarely stopping to savor our success and just tap into the importance of celebrating your victories, reinforcing that positive behavior, and just motivating yourself to continue to work on your goals. So acknowledge your achievements. That could definitely boost your self-esteem and make you feel more confident. Celebrate your success that you had from you know, this year, going into the new year, whatever that looks like for you, your victories. You want to celebrate those personal celebrations, find ways to just explore meaningful things and anything, a simple act, a special treat, whatever that looks like. I love the spa, a spa day for me. Yes. Okay. So this year I climbed Mount Everest. That's how I feel accomplishing my goals. So definitely that spa day is coming soon. It's right around the corner. So also share your success and your accomplishments with your loved ones and celebrate with those people who support you so that they can be a part of that and just congratulate you on whatever that milestone is, whatever you worked on. You worked so hard to get to that special spot and place in your life as far as attacking your goals and accomplishing them. So celebrate your progress and remember it's not about perfection, but it's about progress. So focus on your progress and just celebrate that progress, even if you haven't reached a big goal. Like, I know 2025 is right around the corner, and even if it's okay if you haven't fully accomplished those goals that you set out, or if you're going into the new year's with goals that you somewhat completed. Remember, we talked about breaking your goals into smaller, more manageable goals. So therefore, I'm sure you had to accomplish something on the list with your long-term goals. So even if it's something small, celebrate that. Acknowledge your growth from the year. Look back and reflect on your wins from 2024. Big or small, congratulate yourself, give yourself that credit that you deserve, acknowledge yourself that you did that, you worked to accomplish whatever that is. Only you know, just being transparent and being honest with yourself through self-reflection. Just reflect back on 2024, this year, and what were some things that you accomplished and what were some things that you're going to work harder next year to accomplish. But this is about acknowledging your achievements, big or small, and just celebrating that you focus. You're very focused, and that's a great trait. If you are focused, it allows you to be laser sharp, having that laser sharp approach and just minimizing wasting your time and energy. Remember, we talked about that robbery and stealing time, someone stealing your time and stealing your energy. So you were focused and you were dedicated. And just by simply honing in on your goals one at a time, you're able to make that steady progress rather than spreading yourself out too thin. So if you made it to the end of the year and you were disciplined and you were consistent at practicing being focused and just maintaining that level of discipline throughout the year, celebrate yourself. That's just something so positive, so, worth applauding, because that is a really great trait. And just having that energy, celebrate, bring that positive energy into 2025 with you. Bring that focus, laser sharp approach that you use in 2024 to accomplish your goals, small or big. Bring that into 2025. You need more of that discipline, focus, support, positive energy, positive light, clear routines, and just seeing them through, being dedicated, being committed, being disciplined. So celebrate, think back, reflect, whatever that is, that milestone, that win. You want to bring that into the new year, cultivating the winner in you. So now is the time for self-reflection, closing out the end of the year by celebrating your small wins. You boost your confidence. You feel more empowered to accomplish your larger tasks, your larger goals into the new year. And you cultivate resilience and you maintain that momentum that you're looking to bring into the new year. So stay inspired. Stay focused on your why. Let that be your motivation, because no matter if it's big or small, it's worth celebrating. Every celebration brings you closer to your dreams, your goals. So definitely let that spark your progress and enjoy the process of moving forward. You know, work on that. You know, the victories. It's in the small victories that we often don't even realize what we're accomplishing, and you're working towards big things, but you also are completing those small tasks, which is a big part of accomplishing the big win. So small wins are not limited to work-related accomplishments. They can also be personal ones, like losing weight or getting more sleep at night. It could be easy to not pay attention to those small victories, especially if you're focused on the bigger goals and not taking enough time to celebrate them. So just focus on, of course, the major achievements, but also the smaller win should bring you happiness as well. So you should be balanced out with celebrating both. And also, you know, the fact that you overcame whatever challenge that was kind of in your way. Because I don't know about you, but when I'm accomplishing my goals, there's going to be some roadblocks. It's never like a straight shot through. So the fact that you've accomplished something, a small win on that list, that's definitely worth celebrating, because you were an overcomer and you faced adversity. You face whatever form that may look like in the process of just chasing your dreams and accomplishing your goals. It's a process. And of course, it takes time, but you definitely want to stay positive and just celebrate you. Celebrate your wins. You did that. And don't underestimate like the benefits of celebrating your small wins, your self-affirmations, reaffirming yourself. This could be the difference between success and failure. The small wins, they provide learning opportunities. When you achieve a small victory, it's easier to see what worked and what didn't work. So look at small wins as different mini experiments that provide you with insight. Remember, we talked about analyzing your strengths and weaknesses. They can help you propel and move forward to accomplish the bigger goals, because you're able to break down what that looks like. If something doesn't work for you, you can try a different approach the next time. If something does work for you, you can replicate that and continue to repeat it and see how that shows up in helping you accomplish the larger goals. So you'll be able to notice the feedback loop as an opportunity to adjust and improve your performance and get closer towards your goal. It also provides you with that level of encouragement when things get tough, because as I stated, oftentimes when you're working towards your goals, it's not a straight shot through. There are roadblocks there. So because there's evidence that progress is possible, you're more likely to be confident and see that through. And also, it's been proven that people who celebrate their victories, they're more likely to persist through difficult times than those who don't take that time to acknowledge their accomplishments. So in addition to enjoying small victories, You have to typically understand like the process of just boosting your positive emotions and joy and interest in decreasing the negative emotions that you feel when you don't accomplish the larger goals. So focus on being balanced. Being balanced make a difference, and take time to identify what you've accomplished, no matter how small, whether that's through journaling or just sharing it with a friend, sharing it with a loved one. Let them know about your wins. It's a time to humble brag about what you've accomplished. It's okay to do that. So celebrate you. You deserve it. And when you're rewarding yourself for your small win, make sure that it matches up, that you are rewarding yourself properly for that. All of the awards doesn't deserve a spa day, but you know, if you accomplish something on your list and you've made progress, treat yourself to a small break, a small accomplishment that might earn you coffee, a latte, versus your large win that may be something more elaborate, like, you know, dinner, a spa day, whatever that looks like for you. And all honesty, it's really all about finding that simple moment of gratitude and sharing your win with your friends and your loved ones. I love sharing my wins with my family and my close circle, and share your progress with friends, family, or support group to amplify your sense of accomplishment. So whatever that looks like, it could possibly just strengthen the bonds with your loved ones as well. Tracking your progress, that will help remind you of what your big goal is and what it is that you want to accomplish. It's always a great source of motivation, especially when things aren't going your way or things get tough. It's easy to give up when we don't appreciate how close we are to achieving our goals. So it's important to recognize your achievements and to celebrate you. Focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate how far you've come along the way without being overwhelmed with just being a perfectionist. Know that nothing will ever be perfect in life, and just work on adjusting your standards accordingly. Let that positive feeling uplift you, and, you know, pair that with celebrating that with activities that make you happy. Whether that's listening to music, dancing, being around friends, relaxing, going out to dinner, going to the spa, your theme music. Hey, I love theme music to match my mini win celebration. So I love music. Let's get back to that. I love music, and I do have playlists that matches my mood whenever I accomplish my goals. So focus on that if you're not doing that. Having a playlist to match your mini wins and celebrate. So divide your larger goals into smaller ones and make sure that you're able to manage them and create tasks for them and have that moment of opportunities to celebrate when you do accomplish those small tasks. So have a blast, enjoy yourself, and figure out how you want to celebrate, and make sure that the celebration, that it's appropriate for your mini wins versus your larger win. It's about balance and harmony here. And keep in mind, winning isn't just about crossing the finish line or achieving a grand milestone. It's really a mindset, and it's a way of life. Living as a winner every day, where you embrace habits, attitudes, and all of your actions, and that leads up to your mini wins and your larger goals. So you got the victory, and you have the opportunity to continue to show up as your best self in 2025, no matter what challenges you may face along the way. It's really about finding joy and progress and celebrating those small victories and cultivating a sense of purpose and gratitude. And remember, a winning life isn't about always being at the top tier of all of the achievements, but it's about all of the small, consistent actions and a strong sense of self-worth that leads to your larger overall growth and success. And remember that anyone can adopt the confident, positive lifestyle called winning. If you need any additional resources for 2025 and you need a boost of positivity, you need a boost of confidence, my book, There's a Winner in You, Eliminate Self-Doubt by Alicia Eads, is available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Get your copy for resources on channeling your inner champion and bringing out the winner in you. Remember that the power of the mind is remarkable and it's a tool that shapes your reality. So remember to continue to visualize your goals, celebrate your small wins, and cultivate that winner's mentality. Cultivate that for sure. And a positive lifestyle, a positive mentality, that is crucial in winning in life. So celebrate you. Look forward to the future. It's a new day and a new opportunity for you to be victorious. And everything that you need, the winner is already inside of you. And remember, celebrating your small victories is not about bragging or boasting or being braggadocious. It's about acknowledging your hard work, appreciating your accomplishments, and fueling your motivation for future success. Thank you for joining me, you beautiful souls, on this journey of self-discovery. Until next time, keep shining bright. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.